Jealous.
I am Maya.
You are you.
This is called Guardian Angels. On a too ordinary day in January, a mom and her three little boys went to the store to buy laundry soap. I know this kind of day and so do you. Errands, fast food, kids, whatever. Same old, same old. September 11th, you could say, was such a day. Every so often, the sky opens up on days like this, and something precious beyond bearing is plucked from you, without warning, without mercy, and the universe is altered forever. And wherever you are, the Burger King, let's say, at Fairplex Drive and Holt Avenue in Pomona, California, is instantly a shrine, its plastic and vinyl furniture splashed with lamb's blood. Yesenia Roshin, the young mom, walked her three boys over to the fast food restaurant because her youngest, Osvaldo Martinez, only 2 years old, spotted it as they left the store and wanted to go in. It was a little after 1 p.m., lunchtime. What happened next was a miniature 911, devastating only a dozen or so lives, maybe, rather than thousands or millions, but no less horrific in its random malice, and perhaps even more disturbing in its implications for our general safety. Look, nobody talks about guardian angels anymore. There's a hole in God's grace, you might say. There must be. What happened to Osvaldo Martinez looks dreadfully like evidence of a breakdown in some invisible medium that allows us to live together and makes us human. Mom and kids ordered their meals and sat down at a table to eat. At 1:17 p.m., a stranger walked up to them, put a gun to the little boy's head, and pulled the trigger. Bang, bang. You're dead. News accounts never come with a moment of silence built into them. But something is called for here, some hush, some shutdown of consumer consciousness, at least long enough to let us hear the frantic flutter of angels' wings. A child is dead on the floor of Burger King. The killer, age 24, was named Daniel Marino. He was with some other guy. They ran out of the restaurant. What else are they supposed to do? And apparently Marino told a passerby, "I just shot my son." But that was untrue. He didn't know Osvaldo Martinez. He had no connection to the family he'd just shattered. Police got there quick. Down the street was a strip club, and in front of the strip club was a telephone booth, which is where police found the suspect. They attempted to subdue him with pepper spray. He shouted, "Shoot me, shoot me," and pulled the handgun out of his pocket. They fired, and in an instant, Marino was dead in his vertical coffin, taking with him all the answers. 15 minutes. Two corpses. Case closed. This story has so little rational meaning, it's almost as though it didn't happen. Reporters did their best with the feeble ironies. For instance, that the family had moved from Compton to Pomona 2 years ago because they thought it was safer. But we're getting used to the idea that no place is really safe anymore, aren't we? Terror has found a way to reach every last one of us, if it wants. And we know this little boy's death won't be the last one that rips our hearts like a fishhook. We almost lack the curiosity to ask why. That just makes it keep hurting. No one knows why anyway. Two people who had been with Marino that day were arrested, but later released without charges. They offered no explanation of their friend's actions. Maybe they had none. All we're left with are the two deaths, like bookends, embracing 15 American minutes, one used handgun, and a Y the size of heaven. Let us kneel now inside those 15 minutes and grope for comprehension. What is it that used to protect us? Through what hole is it leaking away? How is it that we know so much about how to kill and so little about how to heal?
You are you.